You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back on a Football Friday. It's a WIP afternoon show. A celebration of love, peace, and happiness with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. It's a Football Friday. We don't even have to wait till Sunday to see our beloved birds. They take the field in the nation's capital tomorrow as we continue to surge towards the postseason and a Super Bowl run. I feel good. Jackie Baseball. Listen, Dave Dombrowski is busy. I don't know he's busy doing what, but he's busy. He's making moves. I don't know how impactful these moves are, but what the hell? We won't change for the sake of change. Holla at your boy.
What is Dave cooking?
What's he up to?
What's he doing?
I'll tell you, you got one guy out of here I'm pretty happy about, but we'll talk about
you
that
You have
later.
An extra pep in your step?
Well, look, I feel good. I feel good. Yep. It's a big Football Friday show as always. Nick Costos joins us right around 2:45. Give you your picks for the weekend. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast will happen at 3:30. Jaws at 4. Tommy Down the Shore will join us. We'll award the belt. Oh my goodness, what do we do here on Fridays? Is this even a radio show? There's a lot going on. So I settled in to watch the big game last night, Ike, the Seattle Seahawks and the Los Angeles Rams. And let me tell you what I felt watching that football game.
Oh, let me guess.
This is not the kind of football game I've been watching all year. Holy moly! Oh my goodness, it just it shot through my body. The thing that we watch is not like that.
Yeah.
Like, those two teams looked awesome. And there are some, you know, as you mentioned, the Eagles play tomorrow, and sometimes you need to get in there with a win, get out of there. But tomorrow, I'm just saying, to be considered in the same league as the teams we saw last night, this is, you know, to quote Elliot Shore Parks, tomorrow is a style points game. Tomorrow, go into Washington. This team needs to function in a way, the way that they functioned against the Raiders. They need to look dominant. They need to look clean. This is not about getting into Washington and getting out with a win. They have to look good doing it because this team needs momentum. They need to play well consistently. We say there's not a lot of good teams in the NFC. Let me tell you, there are some good teams in the NFC.
No, we say there's not great teams.
Well, those teams look pretty damn good last night.
How did Seattle look Sunday?
What's that?
How did Seattle look Sunday?
Not that good, but won.
They didn't score a touchdown Sunday.
No, and they won.
They didn't score a touchdown Sunday.
They didn't.
6 field goals.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't look great Sunday.
They didn't, but they looked.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm saying the Eagles need to do more than win on tomorrow. They need to look good doing it.
Listen, here's the thing, and this is where you guys fall into this trap every time.
Yes.
Is that we need to feel good about the win.
Yes.
I understand individually that's what you want. You want to feel good about the team.
Yes.
Here's what I want. I want the team to feel good about winning. You know, you feeling good about the team is subjective. I don't know, a 24-10 win, you may be like, ah, it's a 24-10 win. That's not that impressive.
Depends how it looks.
Well, I'm just saying it's 24-10. Oh. Exactly. It's subjective.
Yes.
It's subjective. Yes. So here's what I need. I need the players to not pay attention to any of this nonsense. Go out there, play the best ball you can, come back with the W, continue to stack W's. That's the mindset that I'm in. I tried to prevent you guys from going down this path 4 weeks ago when the team was 8-2 and everybody's complaining about a win on the road against Green Bay and a win at home against, at that time, one of the most explosive offenses in all of football, 30-plus points a game. They got held to 9 points in that game, but no one was happy, including some of the players on the team. And then we proceeded to blow a 21-point lead on the road, which also proceeded to lead us to a three-game losing streak. And we all hated the team. The quarterback needed to be benched and all this other nonsense. To where we were just begging for a win last week against the Raiders. We got it. We get one win. You see a couple teams last night, and then we all want to overreact. Oh, I'm scared of the Rams. I'm scared of the Seahawks. Not at all. Those teams are trying to get into the category where the Eagles are, where the Eagles dwell. No, I'm serious. The Eagles are defending champions.
They are.
The Eagles have already beaten the Rams.
They did.
When you look at the Eagles' resume this year of victories, I don't know a team that has more impressive wins when you look at the quality of opponents. I don't care what it looks like. They don't have to average 30 points a game winning those games. I'm saying they've beaten some of the better teams this year in the NFC, some of the favorites in the conference, because last week Green Bay won, and all of a sudden now they're everybody's darlings. The Eagles just sit back, continue to fine-tune this football team so that when we hit January, we're playing our best football. Our best football. Don't fall in the trap of telling yourself it needs to look a certain way in order for you to appreciate it. That's what happened a month ago, and that led to the worst stretch of the season where we were all miserable. I won't fall in that trap, and if you want to be led in the right direction, I'm your Pied Piper.
215-592-9494.
Come on.
Is it just a win that matters tomorrow, or do they have to look good doing it? I think they have to look good doing it. This team needs some consistency, and not just consistent wins. They need consistent play. They need clean football. They need the under center stuff they were doing. They need running the football.
That's what we're going to.
Well, they
we're going to run the football.
It is about more than winning tomorrow. It's about looking good doing it. This team needs to. That's a bad football team they're going to play in Washington tomorrow. They have to dominate the bad football team. Like, everybody says that they're just waiting for December. That's what Jalen says, right? Mm-hmm. You know, this December, January, February, that's when it really counts. Well, it really counts. Go in there and beat the hell out of that team like you beat the Raiders. 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today. It is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday, the actor Jake Gyllenhaal. He is 45 years old. Mm. He has a famous sister as well, actress and director. Maggie Gyllenhaal. So for next question today, you'll call with your sports point. Give us a pair of famous siblings, a set of famous siblings. Jack, do you got a set of famous
big
siblings?
Big answer.
I'm taking it off the board early.
Big answer.
Yeah.
Obviously, played for the Eagles, had a famous brother, Casey and Clay Matthews.
That is not a big answer.
It's a huge answer.
One of them is a huge answer.
The other guy was just there as a sibling.
I don't know that that's a huge answer. I don't know that that's a huge answer.
Is it a winning
He's going
answer?
To Matthew
no.
Brothers?
Come yeah. on, man.
Matthews what or Matthew?
Matthews.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got?
I'm going with the Wayans.
Oh, that's a big one.
And I can either go.
Do you have a favorite too?
Well, I'm old school, so I'm more of a Damon and Keenan.
Yeah.
But I know the younger generation is into Marlon.
Yep.
And Sean. So, but yeah, no, I'm more of a Damon and Kanan Wayans. Come on, man. Living color.
Me as well. Yeah. Hey, Damon Wayans, I feel like I haven't seen him do anything in a long time.
Yeah, he did the My Wife and Kids thing for a while.
Okay.
That was a TV show. Okay. Yeah, that was like a network show with Tisha Campbell, Gina.
Okay. Yeah. I never saw that.
Yeah. My Wife and Kids. They had a nice little run.
So mine is Joaquin and River Phoenix.
Oh, there you go.
So River Phoenix, of course, was in Stand By Me, passed away when he was very young, overdosed at the Viper Club there in L.A. And Joaquin Phoenix, we know, is one of the biggest actors in America right now. So
Academy Award winner? Did he win one for The Joker?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I mean, it would seem he'd be an Academy Award winner.
I thought he won
winner.
One somewhere.
I would think yeah. he's been
certainly
a lot.
Certainly been nominated
yeah.
a few times.
Gladiator, of yeah. course. Yeah. Her. All right. 215-592-9494. Is it just about getting a win tomorrow, or do they have to look good doing it? Is it a style points game? To quote Elliot Shore Parks, I believe it is. And next question: give us a pair of famous siblings. Yoshi in Brewery Town leads us off. Wow, Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, man, you caught me off guard. I'm sitting up here trying to think of famous siblings, and you know what my mind was.
Yeah,
there.
I know. It's going to be twins. I know what it's going to be. Yeah.
hey, my man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, what's popping?
What's up, Yoshi?
Yeah. Wakanda forever. You my brother, but I'm going with my boo. I want to win. Yes, I do. But I want to be satisfied watching the daggone win.
There we
I
go.
I really do. Because 9 out of 14 games so far this season, I have just sat there like I've been sitting in chlorine all day. You know what I'm talking about? Just won't feeling right. Won't feeling right.
So what does that look like to you? If you can imagine a win that you'd be satisfied with.
I need them to do what they did last week. I need them to elaborate on it. I need for Jalen to be a survivor knife. I need him to be a compass on the survivor knife.
Okay.
Go where he needs to go with the ball being the compass. I need him to be the flint inside the survivor knife. Catch fire. Then I just need him to be the knife. Cut it up and do your daggone job. Finish the job. Do business.
I mean, but if you think about it last week, and that's, I'll take last week's performance last week.
Yeah,
I loved
I will
it.
Take that.
I told you it was meat and potatoes, though, but here's the thing. They had two explosive plays.
That's fine. They won 31-0.
I know, but I'm saying that had more to do with the Raiders being a bad team than the Eagles being this. It was this explosive.
I
averaged
agree.
3 yards a carry.
I agree.
40 carries. All I'm saying is that I'm good with that. That was a great win Sunday. All I heard this week was it was the Raiders. And well, nobody was impressed with it. But I'm saying I love the win Sunday. I'm simply saying that was 15 passing attempts, a couple of explosive plays down the field, a cheap touchdown to AJ to end the game, and the defense dominated a bad team. If they give me that tomorrow, I'm fine with that.
But 31-0.
I don't care what the score is. I'm just saying, like, even if it's 24-3.
Yes, I'll take that too.
Okay, well,
go in
okay.
there and dominate that team. If you're a Super Bowl contender, go in there and dominate a bad football team.
So then tell me what a bad win would look like. Maybe that's a better question.
Well,
like, what's a bad win?
17-12.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. Expecting that tomorrow?
Would it shock you? Here's the way. Rather than give you a score.
Yeah, it would shock me.
Rather than give you a score, I don't want this game to be it all in question in the fourth quarter.
Right. Well, listen, we don't want sloppy play. We don't need a lot of penalties.
But
that's all I'm saying. But that's clean play building off what you did last week. Nobody's saying they want a sloppy win. I'm just saying sometimes it's subjective, and you can get a win and still be complaining after the game, where there'll be a lot of people saying, you know what, they went out there, they dominated a bad team, they won 20-3.
Well, look.
They didn't have to do anything. They just ran the ball. They got out of there with a 20-3 win.
As long as this game is not, there is no question about it in the fourth quarter, it's likely to feel like a successful win to me. Like, as long as we are not.
You would be okay with that. As long as it's not competitive in the fourth quarter.
As long as it's not competitive in the fourth quarter.
Even though last night's game was competitive.
Yes, but those were two really good teams.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Has Washington not played solid football?
I mean, they're 4-10. They've scored.
I know, but a lot of that has to do with their. A lot of that. Hold on, they took Denver to overtime.
They did.
They took Denver to overtime.
Yeah,
they just got a big win last week, right?
They played the Giants.
Big win last week on the road, right? They scored 29 points. All I'm saying is they're not the Raiders.
They're not the Raiders.
That's all I'm saying is they're not the Raiders, and it's a divisional opponent.
Sure.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. So we got to be a little realistic.
Don't make it a competitive game in the fourth quarter, and that I think that is a successful thing.
Well, that's going to be subjective too. Seriously, I mean, if it's a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter,
well,
is that not a competitive game, or is that a competitive game?
I don't want to parse every single thing.
Exactly.
Let's put it this way: if we think they can lose the game in the fourth quarter, then it is not a successful game to me.
Now, is that universal meaning everybody is thinking that?
I don't know. We'll do a Twitter poll on Monday, and we'll see if anybody thought they were going
to
lose.
I'm just trying to nail you down.
We'll
here.
Do a Twitter poll on Monday, and we'll see, or Sunday rather. We'll see if anybody thought they were going to lose at any point.
What else you got, Yosh?
They don't hear nothing. Huh?
Sorry. The complaining.
I was having a whole conversation with myself.
Go ahead.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though. Last week, that was an impressive win to me because they played their game. Like you said, it was only 15 passes, 40-something run attempts. But they played their game. That's an impressive game to me, playing their game.
Okay.
They look like last year to me, when they played good, you know, when they put up a lot of points and when they were dominating people. That's what I want, because we playing a team that's 28th in yards, 22 in points, 29th in passing. I mean, 29th overall. That's bottom.
Oh, hold on. What's the Eagles' rankings?
Not that much higher.
What's the Eagles' rankings?
Not that much higher.
I mean, hold on, Yoshi. We beat the Raiders, and now all of a sudden we want to convince ourselves that we can operate like the Rams operated last night.
No, I just want to be convinced that I think they can beat them in the playoffs.
Oh, the Rams?
Yeah.
You're not going to be convinced of that just by beating Washington.
Well, I could get closer.
You go beat Buffalo, then I'll be convinced you can beat the Rams.
You dominate Washington and go beat Buffalo, then I'll start feeling.
Beat Buffalo. I don't care what you – you dominate Washington and lose to Buffalo, you're not going to say
– For sure. I need both.
Yes.
I need both.
Exactly.
I need both.
Yes.
All right, Yosh, for next question day, it is
– dance with y'all today.
It is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday. Do you give us a pair of famous siblings?
But before I go there, I'd like to say one thing because y'all talk most of this call.
Okay.
I would like to take – if this was a good call, I would like to take credit for it, even though y'all did most of the talking.
Yes,
because I called
you'll get
it
credit.
To happen.
Yes.
This was a good argument,
yep.
And it was a great part. So I'm taking credit for this being a good call, okay?
Yes,
okay.
You can take credit.
All
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
All right. And you know what's now? I was thinking about everything that was a woman. Venus and Serena Williams, especially Serena. When she be hitting that ball, and she be like,
oh my God!
I started watching tennis just because of her outfits. Boy, I can see her. I can go home and YouTube some old outfits for her right now. And I don't care about liking old women. You know why? Because I'm more than halfway to 100 years old.
Yep.
I can get triggered by an 80-year-old woman if I want to.
You can do whatever you want, man. You get triggered by a stiff breeze if you'd like.
I sure can.
Yes, you
can.
What?
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Because as soon as I got triggered, I knew I was triggered. I looked at my wife. I was like, I like her.
Yeah.
So I'm all right. Hey,
yes.
It's Friday night, baby. It's going down in my house, boy. It's going down.
What'd you think of the D?
Forever. I'm putting on my Black Panther suit.
Okay. All right, go pop. He's Wakanda forevering about Friday night with his wife.
He's putting on his Black Panther suit.
Yeah. So
I believe him too.
Venus and Serena Williams might be, in terms of sports, the most successful siblings ever. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, because Peyton and Eli, I mean, they won four. It's hard to do what Venus and Serena did with individual championships.
Where they're both so dominant. Yeah. Normally, one of the siblings is so far ahead of the other sibling. But Venus and Serena, and them doing the doubles thing together as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty unprecedented what they did, you know?
Yeah. I can't. Maybe there is another sibling or two out there. Not as good as Venus and Serena.
Yeah, as far as that combo, that's a pretty good combo. 215-592-9494. The Eagles need to just get out of there with a win tomorrow or to style points count. Furry Bruce in D.C., Furry Bruce, you're on WIP.
I Spike, Jackie Baseball.
Oh! Oh! What's up, Bruce?
hey, good talk as usual. Look, before I jump into this, me and my brother heard the broadcast last Friday. So I'm going to pull him in as a special guest the next time I give you all a call. Especially what you, Spike, you said about him being a furry. I got to call back in. He's a nighttime guy.
So. Okay. All right.
All right. So anyway, I think the star points come down, but I'm looking at it for different reasons, not like kind of like what we saw last night where they were scoring a bunch of points. I'm looking for an impressive win on fundamentals. Okay. I want to see a consistency on running the ball, and I want to see them use a running back combination more. They really need to do that. I mean, Saquon the ball 25 times for the next three games, they need to integrate and variate their running game a little bit more. I think the defense is locked up because, you know, looking at that game last night, one thing I can say is that we got a world-class defense. L.A. special teams has got problems.
Yep.
And their backfield is trash.
Well, we don't have Shaheed back there returning kicks.
Yeah, yeah. And also, it's not like our special teams. Jake Elliott makes you nervous. I mean,
hell yeah, he does.
The Rams kicked that field goal. All of a sudden, they win that football game. I mean, it was special teams that lost that game for the Rams last night. So it makes me a little nervous from an Eagles standpoint, too.
Yeah, but I mean, and look, they're talking about this on the TV right now. Three of the four games, I didn't really think about this. The Rams special teams were responsible for three of their four losses this year. And even us.
Yeah.
That's what
They got issues. And in Seattle, to me, I mean, look, if Donald had given us two interceptions, there's no way in the world our backfield would have gave all those points up. It would not have happened. Our defense, our special teams has not given up a return touchdown. So, again, I'm not worried about neither one of them. I'm just the Eagles just need to tighten up on their fundamentals, and we can take either one of them. I'm not scared of them. They just need to win with the fundamentals. Jalen used his legs a little bit more, and we're going to be okay. We're going to be ready for the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, listen, I agree. I think we got to get used to playing a little bit of boring football.
Sure.
Yep.
I'm going back to 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's what we have to do. You take your shots when you get around midfield, when the opportunity presents itself, and you play good fundamental football. Last week, from the standpoint of not trying to be too creative and just sticking with the meat and potatoes, even Saquon said this. Saquon's like, listen, man, we get 3 yards. We stick with that until it breaks, but we can't abandon it. And that's sort of what they got to do.
Yeah,
as a team, lean on this defense in the running game.
I mean, you get 3 yards every play, you'd never punt.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right,
end of the day,
we used to be automatic at fourth and one. Fourth I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that went away
this year.
Hey, Furry Bruce, for next question today is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday. Give us a pair of famous siblings.
Yeah, Real stole my answer, but I'm going to go. You got to have a backup, so mine is going to be Michael and Janet Jackson.
Oh, that's a big one, too.
That's a big one.
Yeah, you could, you could choose any
Rios,
of those.
That was Yoshi.
Yes. Well, he said Rios.
Rios, yes.
Yeah. What did you think before we get on the next thing of that, the weird two-point conversion overturning last night?
Man, crazy. Never seen anything like that.
No.
And the more they kept replaying it, I guess it made sense. It was a lateral, but it bounced forward, and I guess that's the rule.
Yeah.
That even if it does go forward, as long as it was thrown backwards, it's still a live ball.
Yeah.
Give Charbonnet credit for going over there to pick it up. That's why they tell you, pick up every ball. Like, just pick it up no matter what.
You know, the weird thing to me is they blew the whistle. And the way the rule is...
I don't think they did.
They did. They definitely blew the whistle. Yes. Okay. And the way the rule is that even if they blow the whistle, if that is something that is, like, is challenged or is overturned, then whoever has the ball afterwards gets the ball.
Yeah.
But... it's just so tough to me. If you're playing football and they blow the whistle.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought they didn't blow the whistle. If they blew the whistle.
They did.
I mean, the defense stops.
Yes. Because to me.
It's a natural reaction.
Because to me, if they blow the whistle, Charbonnet picks it up. One of the Rams levels Charbonnet. Because you're the offensive player or the defensive player at that point. You heard the whistle. You're not going to level the guy or right. whatever it is. Yeah. It was a weird, and it's one of those ones where they kept showing it over and over. He was throwing it backwards. It just.
It's a weird play. I've never seen anything like it.
Very strange. You could tell McVay afterwards. He said the same thing you said. He said, I've never seen anything like that. I guess if you're him, you have to throw your hands up and say, if that's the rule, it's the rule. Yeah. But you blow the whistle. It's tough, man. That's tough. 215-592-9494. Is tomorrow a style points game, or do they just have to get out of there with the win? I say it's a style points game. Coming up next, the Phillies got rid of somebody, and they picked up a couple of guys. We will find out who they are next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I've been talking about my friends at the Scott Auto Group, where I bought my first car and my current car. Love my Scott Auto Group family. Get ready to celebrate the holidays in style with the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Right now, lease the all-new 2026 Kia Sportage LX for just $179 a month, or the 2025 Kia K4 LXS for $129 a month, for 24 months. Check out Scott Key of Springfield or the newly opened Scott Key of Limerick, where it's always smooth sailing.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.